Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Stephen Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how we get at least 10 motivated sellers contacting us every single day. I think the number 10 is low. But I have to use 10 because people just don't believe us. That's a different podcast topic. I can actually smell the success in this title, Jill. Everybody wants the truth, and we're going to tell you the truth, as always, in this episode. But before we do, let's take a question from a caller, Jill.
Okay. Martin from Detroit called in and asked. Yeah.
I'm from Detroit.
I know. That's why I kind of, I was going down the list of questions, and I pulled this one because I thought you would like
this.
Okay. So Martin from Detroit called in and asked, I see guys making a ton of money here in Michigan. How could I get in on that, or is it too late? We've even talked to him. Remember the time we did a show? Were we on his show? No, he was on our show. Remember that guy who was an investor in...
He was an air traffic controller or something?
Yes, and he was like Southern Michigan, Detroit area, that was.
He's Downriver. It's called Downriver.
Okay, that's it. So I'm wondering if this is what Martin's referring to, if it's something like that.
He was a good guy. We should have him on the show again. I don't remember his name.
He was a really nice guy. We'll have to go back and scroll through the shows.
You know, Michigan, for me, it wasn't the best place to live. But I'll tell you, Michigan is a real estate investment state. It's fantastic. And here, this is a little off the... I'll answer the question in a second.
Okay.
Michigan. So in upper... if you're from there, people just say up north and you know what you... It just means the northern part of the state. And it's where everybody goes to vacation. I grew up with a little cabin in Traverse City that my grandfather built with his hands. Mm-hmm. It's still there. My sister still goes there. And my sister lives in Traverse City. But anyway, so it makes for a perfect kind of weekend vacation cabin spot. I mean, it's like out of a postcard. So everybody from Chicago and Indiana and Ohio, they drive up there. It's probably 2-3-hour, 4-hour drive, depending on where you are. And it's very affordable. So Michigan has what I call, along in our line of business, vacation land. So you buy a property with using the same methodology that we do, send a lot of mail out, and target the exact properties that are showing the signs of, you know, being sold undervalued in a lower point. But they sell really quickly because everybody's looking for, maybe you went up, everybody in that area of the country goes and visit somebody's cabin, and they say, man, this would be great for me and my family. So it's really easy to buy properties for $2,000 or $3,000 and sell them for 10 on terms, you know, 100 down, all that thing. So Michigan's great for that. I'm glad that you chose this question, Jill. How does he get on it? In on it? Well, he called the right number.
Oh.
here's the truth. You send a lot of mail out, direct offers, direct mail with our data-to-doorstep product. You get sellers to call you back because you're offering them a dollar amount. And then you pick and choose the best deals.
Love it.
That parlays right into what this topic is.
Yes.
How do you get 10 sellers to call you back and come right to you every single morning when you wake up? It's like, how do you get money coming in the mailbox every day?
I have a question as we're getting into this, though, as you started this topic. What does success smell like?
What?
You said, I can smell success in
this title.
I have a lot of questions. Does it smell like your shoes? Because they're Gucci? I don't know.
Don't tell people that.
No. Does it smell like... What does success smell like?
You know what? I don't have a lot of material possession stuff. You know,
I know.
Jill will back me up on this.
I know you
I
don't.
I can't stand stuff.
I know
I
you
really
don't.
I really don't. But I got a pair of Gucci loafers used a long, long time ago, like in high school.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with them,
forever.
Man.
Yeah.
So they're not the cheapest shoes around, but thanks for disclosing that, Jill.
Sorry. Well, what does success smell like?
I don't know. You know what? You just know it when it's happening, though. I'll tell you that. You know? You have complete control over what's going on in your life.
Okay. Like, what the?
It smells like teen spirit.
That's it. That's what I was going for. I was like, you know, Stephen, one of the great things about you is you come up with these really off the wall sayings sometimes that I have never heard of. And there's a reason for that. I don't think it's an East Coast, West Coast thing. I do. You think so?
Yeah, I think.
Is this our, okay.
People in Southern California have sand in their ears.
Oh, that's it. You know, and I'm proud of that. I have it in my shoes. I have it in my car. I'm okay with beach sand and everything.
A lot of derogatory stuff just went through my head.
All right.
Like, where else do you have sand, Jill?
In my shoes, in my car, in my beach bag, all those places. The only thing that's bad is when you eat a sandwich and there's sand in it. That sucks.
Yep.
And every kid growing up near a beach knows what that's like.
Martin, it's never too late. His question is, how do I get on it before it's too late? It's not too late ever because stuff constantly changes, and here's why. This whole property tax system that we have in place in this country generates new deals every year. Do you ever wonder why, like, property in Europe is so expensive, even super rural property? Like, you know, it doesn't look like it on a map, but like in England, there's some crazy rural property. And if you go see what's for sale, first of all, very, very little is ever for sale. And if it is, it's crazy expensive and you can't really do anything with it. Well, it's because the way that there's no real motivation for anyone to sell it. Our tax system here motivates everybody to question whether or not they need to own this property every year when the tax bill comes. And especially with land, because there's almost never any debt. With a house, it's a different story because you need to live there. You don't need some place to live. But the property tax system is set up to make people question, if it's not their primary residence, whether or not they really need to own the property at all. Think of it like having an old car in the garage that every morning you walk by the old car that doesn't run to get to your car that does run, and you start wondering, if your wife's not telling you, you're wondering yourself, hey, am I really going to get to this thing?
Right.
Maybe
why
I
am I even
sell
paying
it
for the insurance and then think, whatever?
Right. So then think, someone's sending you a letter, a bill,
right,
a storage bill or something. You
right
don't get that, but you know, if you started costing you money to keep it instead of just it sitting there.
Well, insurance, if you're insuring it.
You'd be a lot more motivated to get rid of it, I think.
Uh-huh.
So that's how the property, it's not. It's perpetually, in the next show, we're actually going to talk about how many parcels are really out there, and it's staggering numbers.
That's so cool.
Get in on it now.
I like what you just said, because it ties into this thing, why people are getting us, why they're coming to us. The way it is taxed, I mean, and why they are motivated, they're getting that annual reminder, biannual reminder, you know, of their taxes.
Right. So let's start with this to answer the topic, to talk about this topic. Every morning, you can get 10 sellers at least to come right to you with the prices that you want to pay. So let's start with this. Let's start with just the universe theoretical number of ways you can attract sellers. Whether you're an investor or a real estate agent that's trying to get listings, what do you think, Jill? Number one.
Well, I dress accordingly.
Okay, that's at the top of the list. Wear a low-cut dress and stand on the corner.
There you go, man. That's about it. That's
you know
it works
what
every time. I don't know what you're talking about.
One time, this is a true story. Well, they're all true, but this is not embellished at all.
I'm like, what is it?
Jill and I were out of town with a good friend of ours, and we just, for a lot of reasons, had to take a cab home at the end of our dinner. And so we jumped in the first cab that we got in, and we decided that it wasn't a real taxi cab. Like, there wasn't a meter. The guy had a hood on. You know, it was about 5 minutes in, and Jill's looking at me like, I'm not. You know, the girl antenna goes up, the woman thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, this isn't right, something not right here. So me and this guy we're with make a big deal out of it. And the guy obviously just kicks us out of the car, as he should have. Everybody won kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they were standing there and there's nothing. And how are we going to get home? So me and this guy, and we're all in protection mode. We try to get a cab. Without success for a half hour, probably. I don't know how long it was.
It felt like a half hour.
So we put Jill out there, or she put herself
out
there.
I said, you two, step over there. Stand back. I put you two. Yes.
Success. Quickly.
And then we got a cab.
With a meter and everything was fine.
Yes. That was funny. That was before Uber.
Yeah, right. That was a while
ago. That was a while ago. Mm-hmm. That was before Uber. Now I use Uber and I don't think about it. I love it.
All right. So.
Okay.
Yes, you can stand on the corner in a low-cut dress if you're if you have that gender and you have the assets to pull that off. And that's one way to get a listing, but probably only still have to go out and do something in the morning versus having it just come to you.
Right.
So here's a regular way, is all kidding aside, that people, whether it's 1979 or 2015-16,
right,
you can drive for dollars, get in your car, drive around, take a look at some property. Silly, silly, silly. A. Mm-hmm. B, you can peruse the MLS. Mm-hmm. You can look for properties or any of the sites, any real estate listing sites like Zillow and Trulia and all that. Not a good idea. You're still having to go out and do something every day. Mm-hmm. You can put up, I heard this recently, it cracked me up. You can put up what are called bandit signs, mm-hmm. which are probably technically illegal.
That's my new
You know, did you ever pull out a traffic light and you're stopped there and it says there's some handwritten sign that says garage sale or hey, house for rent, three bedrooms, two baths, 1,500 square feet for 900 at XYZ address. That's a bandit sign. Mm-hmm. Pretty
we
silly.
We buy blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We want your blah, blah, blah.
You can put a posting in Craigslist, which I'm not totally against, that says, hey, we buy property.
That's getting closer because it's getting warmer to the right.
Because now you're doing one thing that takes 10 seconds and you're attracting lots of people.
Right.
Or you can do what we do. You can get a fantastic data set. And I don't mean a list that's 4 years old. I mean a access to a database that's driven by the assessors in every county in 99.8% of the counties in the country. Yep. Access to the best data on the planet, RealQuest Pro. And you can scrub the data and send people who own property according to your criteria an offer to purchase their property for the price that you've determined, period.
Nice.
You can send, it takes the same amount of time. Once you learn how, and we teach you exactly how to do this in our program, in our education material, the same amount of time to contact literally 300,000 property owners as it does 100.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it.
No. There's the magic to the 10 is it was just in the title. You're going to get, here's the raw numbers for if you properly scrub your data and choose the areas to work. You're going to get about a 1% success response for every 100 letters you send out for raw land or vacant land. Mm-hmm. And for houses, our experience has been about 1,000.
Right.
And there's no real special way there's no subsection of if you, let me put it this way, there's a right way to scrub it and there's a wrong way.
All right. We don't get into that much detail now, though, but it's going to be good.
That's the point.
Can I make some comments?
Absolutely.
Okay. Here's the beauty of this whole thing.
You can save me.
I can save you.
Save my little speech, Jill.
See, you're going, you know, my eyes were glossing over. Can you tell? All right. So here's
the only thing that's keeping you awake is the fragrance or the stench of your nail polish.
Of success?
Of putting your nail polish on right now.
No, it's not. Okay. Here's my things about this. It's so great because there's no more chasing. I mean, that's the thing. You're not chasing people. They're calling you, you know, and my big thing is to be accessible. Make sure they can find you. You know, they have a letter in their hand, but go a step further. You know, have your email and check it and your phone and have a website. You know, be smart. Even if you're a realtor, you know, and you work under a broker and everything, you can have your own website. Sure, there's certain ways you have to, I know like here in Arizona, you have to list it a certain way and it has to be above the fold. You put the name of your, you know, the broker that you're under and that you're, you know, there's some things you have to disclose. But my point is, have a website. Let's be smart about this so people can find you. You know, be transparent and they like that. So
right.
Thank you, Stephen Island.
No, it's as simple as that. Get a lot of stuff out in the mail. Reach a lot of people. Please, mm-hmm. Here's the takeaway. Reach people as efficiently as you can, and they're going to have to come back and find you. Mm-hmm. And tell them what you're willing to pay. Mm-hmm. Please don't ever send a letter out that says, hey, I'm interested in this. This is what driving for dollars is. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm interested in that property over there. Give me a call. Maybe we can talk about, maybe I'll buy it. Mm-hmm. All you're going to do is generate a million phone calls for and get nothing out of it.
Exactly.
Tell them you want to buy the house for 30 grand or buy the property for $2,500 and you'll pay them on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We have all that, exactly how to do this step by step in all of our education.
Well, you know what's interesting too? Let's say, okay, you do this right and you have 10 people calling you today, all right? Even this week. Let's just, you know, okay. Let's just go with that. You okay. have 10 people calling you this week. Now you have 10 people that you can review and pick the best one. This is the best thing too. Don't get hung up on the first one or the second one and jam it through, even if it's a hard transaction. They're not sure they want to sell. There's some issues with the property, you know, whatever it is. Don't get hung up. Take all those 10 in this week, review them at one time and pick the best one and the easy mm-hmm. ones. And then keep those other ones in your back pocket. Heck, before you know it, you might be too busy and you might be sharing some deals with somebody else, mm-hmm. you know, and bringing in a partner. You know, it's great when you just get it into a system. Don't be emotional about it. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Don't get emotional. Think
oh
if
God.
I know, here,
that's
right?
The funniest thing I've ever heard
from
you
me.
Say.
Don't get emotional. So just like when you're dating, don't get emotional about that first guy. Date them all. Just kidding.
That's good advice too.
It kind of is.
Oh my God.
Up your numbers. That's a whole other show. But
date them all.
Date them all. So, and then pick the best one.
You know, some people frown on things when women say stuff like that. They frown on that. I don't. I think it's fantastic.
Well, there's some truth there.
Yeah, because then the guy at the end, which I think is me, he's the guy who wins.
Is that what you think? No, but here's
Jill, I hope you're the last girl, and I hope this is the last company.
What? You hope? It
yeah,
will,
I don't
want. Oh, come on. All right, I guess that's true. Okay, but in all seriousness, though, that's a good point. Don't get emotional. Don't get hung up. And be strategic. I'm trying to think if I'm talking about dating or am I talking about property?
It's the same thing.
It kind of is the same thing. How sorting property is like dating.
Here's the difference, though. I'm glad you brought this dating example up, because one of the things that I see, we're going to do a show soon here called, you know, the top five mistakes that new people make.
Mm-hmm.
One of the top five mistakes that I see new people making in any type of real estate investment scenario is that they're focusing on the actual piece of real estate instead mm-hmm. of the transaction.
Right.
So, and that's what driving for dollars innately makes you do.
Right.
You look at the house and you say, oh,
I can do this with it.
Stop. Don't even go down that.
I only have to do paint and carpet.
What matters the most is the terms of the transaction.
Right.
You want to find, you can't look at 10 houses and know who is the most motivated seller.
Right.
But you can look at 10 lines of data.
Right.
And know who the most motivated seller is.
Right. And who can make
the
decisions.
Without talking to anyone, and you can do it in 5 seconds without putting any gas in your car.
Well, one more little thing.
But with dating, you got to focus on the, you really have to focus on the asset.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, it's not so much just the transaction with dating. There is something to the girl.
Ah, that
you have to really take a look at that.
That is true. You are right, because I've dated people that look really great on paper.
Yeah, or just look really great.
Or they look really great. That's even
that's
true too. And then you're like, please don't talk.
Yeah. You know, you never really know with dating until you really get in there and find out what's going on.
Do you really get in there?
And that doesn't happen for a while.
It's
the whole thing's set up to fail.
Do you really get in there? Oh my gosh. I can't believe you're saying that. Oh, you know what? It was going great until I really got in there and I realized that is not what I wanted.
You know, she's great at packaging this whole thing all up. She looks great, but when you really get in there and find out what's going on, it's all packaging.
Train wreck.
It's just packaging.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. That's so good. Do you really get in there?
We're going way over on time.
Totally. All right.
I think we've made our point.
I think we did also.
Join us on another episode where Jill and I discuss your all important success in property investment and in life. Boy, I hope we cut that off. We cut that off in time.
Oh my goodness. That was going downhill
fast. My cheeks
fast.
Hurt, man.
That was good. Actually, mine do also, until you really get in there. <Just kidding. laughs> I want to use that. I really want to use that out in the world when I'm talking to someone about.
How many listeners do we lose saying stuff like this?
I think they like it. It's fun.
Our numbers are really strong, but I really wonder. I think there's some people who just, they're just disgusted by this.
No.
Or maybe we want them to be disgusted and we want the listeners who listen to laugh and stuff. I don't know. Are we over the line? That's my question.
I was going to say, yeah, why are you, this comes back to Michigan again. You're going to be poopy and say half full, half full, half empty. I'm like, no, everything's great. Everything's funny. We're being honest. And it's true. You know what? I think we're saying things that people want to say, but
that's
they don't.
What I think. And hopefully with rated G language.
That's all that we
never
do.
Never really crosses any of those lines.
That we always do. So, till you really get in there.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.